The government is actually quite clear on all of this. They say, actually, you know what, councils don't have to do it this way. You could have looked to save money from other areas. I mean, for instance, you have an HR budget of £850,000. You spend a quarter of a million each year on CCTV. You talked about some of the challenges that lie ahead in years to come, but the challenges you're also facing now, you could be saving from other areas, couldn't you?
Well, no. We've got to maintain our frontline services. We've given a commitment as a local authority to maintain our frontline services. And the proposals that we've come up with as we try to address the local council tax support, as far as we're concerned, it protects the old and the vulnerable. Don't forget, the incentive of the government scheme, and we would support this, is to try and get people and encourage people to get back to work.
But you spend £264,000, for instance, on photocopying, £100,000 on civic functions. We talked about Burton Market on the programme yesterday. That's £1.5 million. There is some money there, isn't there?
That's normal business. You can't run an organisation looking after the amount of people that we have in East Staffordshire without photocopying papers and circulating information. These are normal business administrative costs. And we work very hard to ensure that we do deliver everything that the community of East Staffordshire wants.
What reassurances can you give people who live in East Staffordshire then, who might be concerned by this?
I can just come back. Don't forget, but I could just restate to you that this is a draft proposal being put into the public domain for consultation. We've come up with a proposal, and I'll say again, that will protect the vulnerable and protect pensioners. Everybody else will have to think seriously about how they, the levels of work that they undertake, what they spend the money on, because we've no way out of this. We have to adjust local council tax support.
What is the timescale on this, finally, Bernard? Because you talked about these are plans at the moment. People are going to be consulted on these plans. So what happens next?
Well, government has stated that council tax benefit as we know it now will be abolished as from the 1st of April 2013. So our proposals will go out for consultation towards the end of August, and people will have until early October to comment. We'll then evaluate the responses. It'll then come back to Cabinet for consideration, and then it'll go to full council to see what we can get into place as soon as possible.